Maya's mind and heart raced together. She felt her pulse in her neck like a warm drumming that mirrored a deeper pulse between her legs.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Good. Now stand up, my pet, and undress.
Maya began pulling off her blouse and skirt and then suddenly felt shy about her bra and panties.
Is something wrong, my pet? I told you to get undressed. Completely.
James grabbed something from the bed and came near. She saw that he had a belt in his hand. A tremor rocked her body. She began pulling her bra down, exposing her rather full breasts.
Sorry, sir. Yes, sir.
She reached down and slipped her panties to her feet. James just watched.
I don't want you to feel sorry, my pet. I just want you to listen to sir, because you trust that he is doing what is best for you.
He reached out and took her by the hand, tugging her along to the bed.
I'm afraid I need to deal with this.
An amazing, delicious thrill traveled through Maya at his words, and a wonder that she could feel so turned on by all that was happening. Was it right that she should want so badly to have James do this to her? She didn't have time for more thoughts because she was suddenly over James's knee and the belt was coming down on her bare ass cheeks with a stinging smack that sang through the air. She gasped and sucked in her breath as the pain jolted through her. Her nipples grew hard and her pussy clenched. She moaned. The belt rained down more spanks. James alternated ass cheeks, using his other hand to move her and then rub over the throbbing skin. She had never felt anything like it in her life. Every smack seemed to play at her very core, radiating heat and lust to every nerve. Her pussy was wet and throbbing along with each spank. The sound of the belt hitting her skin was like some sweet music. Was this her? To like something like this? She felt so out of place in her own skin and yet so perfectly herself. Again, her thoughts trailed away. Her ass was on fire. His fingers trailed over the flaming sensitive skin and she shook and cried out. She felt an orgasm already building. She was mystified at the intensity of it all. He tossed the belt to the floor and then used his bare hand, smacking hard over and over again. It was his hand that just pushed her to the very edge. She groaned and then she screamed,
"Oh, dear God, sir, I'm gonna come!"
His hand stopped and he suddenly pulled her up onto wobbling legs. He made sure she would stay steady before turning back to the bed and grabbing the collar.
"My pet, you are not going to come yet. Sir does not want you to come yet."
She stared at him as he stepped up with the collar. It had two smaller chains hanging from it, and she saw what looked like clips hanging from their ends. James kissed her forehead. It was such a suddenly tender and sweet move that she blushed. He brushed her hair back from her shoulders and then placed the collar around her neck and fastened it. She felt her pulse beat hard again as he smiled at her.
"You are so lovely, my pet."
He bent down then and put his mouth on one of her nipples and sucked hard. She moaned and almost fell. He pulled off and switched to her other nipple, sucking and rolling it with his tongue inside his mouth. She shook at the sensations hitting her. He then stood and with efficient movement grabbed each of her nipples in turn, yanked them up, and attached the clips. The pinching sting of her nipples, the sharp ache of the clips digging into her sensitive nipples made her yell. She felt a few tears spring to her eyes, but she also felt a very deep enjoyment. It was like the pain was being translated into intense pleasure. Her reddened ass cheeks throbbed harder.